Well, a 27-year-old victim of the Las Vegas mass shooting woke up from her coma on Friday. Tina Frost was shot in the head at the Route 91 Harvest Festival and has been in a medically induced coma and on a ventilator. On Friday, she woke up and walked for the first time with the help of nurses. Doctors called it miraculous. The shooter in Las Vegas, as we've heard, used rifles fitted with bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic rifles to fire like fully automatic weapons. The devices were invented by a company in Moran, Texas, called Slide Fire Solutions, though it's not clear whether the gunman used their products. Christopher Connolly of member station KERA visited Moran to ask residents what they think about calls to ban bump stocks.
If it's Friday night in small town Texas, the place to be is the high school football game. Moran is no different. The Bulldogs take the field in purple. Moran is tiny. About 270 people live here. On the field, it's six-man football because a full team isn't possible.
It's a very unique town. Country.
Gail Brown has lived here for 30 years.
I guess the best country town I know of. But, you know, our kids grow up here, move away, and they all come back eventually.
That's what Jeremiah Cottle did. After years in the Air Force, Cottle came home to Moran. He invented the bump stock and founded his company, Slide Fire Solutions. Bump stocks replace the part of the rifle that rests on the shoulder. The devices use the gun's recoil to bump the trigger into the shooter's finger again and again to fire nearly continuously, like an automatic weapon. A promotional video equates it with freedom and the Second Amendment.
By daring to put on parchment what our founding fathers felt deep in their hearts, the long, silent soul of liberty rose up. From a commoner's dream to become every man's birthright.
In 2011, Cottle told the newspaper in nearby Albany, Texas, that he created the first bump stock because he couldn't afford a fully automatic weapon, but he wanted the thrill of one. The company sold more than 35,000 units in its first year, making over $10 million. Cottle and Slidefire didn't respond to requests for comment. After the shooter in Las Vegas used weapons fitted with bump stocks to kill 58 people and injure hundreds, orders for bump stocks surged. Slidefire stopped taking orders so it could catch up with demand. But lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, are now saying the devices seem to circumvent the tight federal restrictions on machine guns.
Fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. Apparently, this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn it into fully automatic. So clearly, that's something we need to look into.
A tide is rising against bump stocks. Texas Senator John Cornyn and others have called on federal regulators to revisit a 2011 decision saying bump stocks are legal. Even the typically hardline National Rifle Association called for tighter regulations. The Brady Campaign to End Gun Violence filed a lawsuit in federal court, alleging that Slidefire was negligent when it made the devices. And in the House, lawmakers from both parties introduced a bill to ban bump stocks. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced a similar bill in the Senate.
Regulations aren't going to do it, and the ATF has said as much in a letter to a congressman a year or so ago. We need a law.
In Moran, folks are watching the debate and worrying. There's not much to this tiny town. A bank and a school, a little restaurant, and a liquor store. And Slidefire has become a pillar of the economy here, with 26 employees, according to the Albany News. I met Shackelford County Commissioner Lanham Martin in front of the town's old brick post office. Martin says there was talk of shutting this post office down a while back.
If it hadn't have been for Slidefire doing all of their mail order, or a big portion of their mail order anyway, through this post office, we'd have lost our post office. As it was, it closes at noon every day.
As for the current calls to ban bump stocks, he thinks it's foolish.
It's a piece of plastic. It's a product. It's not something that if I lay it here on the hood of my pickup, it's going to jump up and try to shoot me.
back at the football game. That's a pretty solid majority opinion. This is gun country, practically everyone told me, though one man did say he didn't think bump stocks should be legal. Most people are like David Brown, just glad the business exists.
Some of my good friends work out there, and they love working out there. It's a good job, and it pays good. And that's hard to find in a little town.
Brown is an Army veteran, knows his way around guns, and he owns a Slidefire bump stock. It's attached to his AR-15. He shoots for fun, and it's more fun to shoot more rounds, he says.
It's like the guys that buy a car and go add wheels and add this and add that. To a gun guy, you buy an AR and you add stuff to it. You add a pistol grip, you add a bipod, you add a scope, you add a bump fire stock, you accessorize.
Folks in this tiny town say they're horrified by what happened in Las Vegas. But that doesn't mean they think banning bump stocks and shutting down a local business would do much to stop mass shootings in the future. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly.